Chapter 12, Mishnah 1, Neseh Shunasun al Pitanur Chadash. If a wooden board was laid on the mouth of a new oven, right? So a new oven, it hasn't yet been fired, it's not yet considered complete, and because it's not yet considered complete, it's not a utensil. It's not considered a utensil yet. And there's a board on top of it. Lying on top of the oven, there's a board. V'oidef mikol tzedadav, and it extends on each side, b'poseach tefach, at least a tefach, beyond the edge of the oven. So you can imagine the board is bigger than the oven. Tumat taftach, if there's impurity underneath the board, the protruding part of the board, kalim shal gabav toirim, and a utensil on top would be protected from the impurity passing up through the board. But tumat al gabav, and there's impurity on top of the board, kalim shetachtav toirim, utensils underneath it would also be protected. In other words, what's going on over here is that the board is not letting impurity pass through it. It's shielding from impurity. Will be yashan, but if the oven is on old oven, meaning now that it's been fired, it's been used, and it is considered a utensil, tameh, then impurity does pass through it. And the reason being, that explains the Kati, because the board is now propped up by utensil, because it's an old oven, and any board propped up by utensil serves to convey impurity, but not as a shield to impurity. So in this case over here, once the oven is considered a utensil, it doesn't shield from impurity, and the impurity will pass up or down and make the utensils on the other side impure.
No, not in.
And not only that, but also it brings over here the Kati, the oven is also impure. In this case over here, because it's a utensil of an oven, the oven is also impure. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri matar. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, he disagrees with that last statement. He says the oven is pure because this board on top of the oven is good enough to seal off the mouth of the oven, and therefore it stops the impurity from going inside the oven. And last case, Nasan al pi shnei tanurim, if you put this board between two ovens, so you've got one oven, another oven, and the board spreading between the two. Tumah b'naim, and if there's impurity between them, meaning underneath the board, between the two ovens, haim tumayim, they are both impure. The two ovens are impure. So, and explains the Kati, the ovens, all the utensils beneath and above the board, everything is now impure in this case over here. And again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri matar, he says that the board is good enough to protect the impurity from entering into the oven in this case.